Well, back to Ireland, where we came when I was 17, and we'll leap forward many years to 1966, when after building a house of pink granite in Cleggan, I began to give reading lessons to a boy who'd been born in a tent in a ditch at the side of a road near Letterfrack, and who'd never been to school. And he wanted, or thought he wanted, to learn. But as you know, Levi Strauss suggested, in Triste Tropique, I think, that writing was invented for the enslavement of people. And Tom did not wish to be enslaved. And though Hermes may have given the alphabet to the human race, he was the god of commerce, businessmen, and thieves. And of course, poets come under the aegis of Apollo. So there was certain friction in the house, as friction indeed between the itinerants and the farmers. The farmers have everything fenced in, like books and libraries and so on, and the tinkers have everything nomadic. So it's a great leap of thousands of years that have to be made when a boy who is a nomad tries to learn to read. And of course, I knew nothing about remedial teaching. Anyway, I wrote this poem a few years later called The Reading Lesson. 14 years old, learning the alphabet, he finds letters harder to catch than hares without a greyhound. Can't I give him a dog to track them down, or put them in a cage? He's caught in a trap until I let him go, pinioned by, "Don't you want to learn to read?" he says. "I'll be the same man whatever I do." He looks at a page as a mule balks at a gap from which a goat may hobble out and bleat. His eyes jink from a sentence like flushed snipe escaping shot. A sharp word and he'll mooch back to his piebald mare and bantam cock. Our purpose is as tricky to retrieve as mercury from a smashed thermometer. He says, "I'll not read any more." Should I give up? His hands, long-fingered as a Celtic scribe's, will grow callous, gathering sticks or scrap, exploring pockets of the horny drunk loiterers at the fairs, giving them lice. A neighbor chuckles, "Ah, you can never tame the wild duck. When his wings grow, he'll fly off." If books resembled roads, he'd quickly read. But they are small farms to him, fenced by the page, plowed into lines with letters drilled like oats, a field of tasks he'll always be outside. If words were banknotes, he would filch a wad. If they were pheasants, they'd be in his pot for breakfast. Or if wrens, he'd make them king.